I remember the day our dream began. It was winter, in a diner, over breakfast, on a weekend. We were superheroes. Adventures in losing the day job. Imagine that, we laughed. Got back to the task at hand. Big plans. We were manifesting dreams with the ease of speech, lighting fires in the absence of heat. And with torch in hand, we scorched the earth, burnt our bridges until we stood face to face across the gap. No way back. But geography and commitments keep us close, so the tension grows until our potential turns kinetic and we spin out in opposite directions and we cut each other deeper than either of us expected. Broken promises always seem to have the sharpest edges, but rose-colored pledges and fast friends always make for shaky pedestals. And I want to say that I didn't see it coming, but that would be lying. And I want to blame you for all the pain we pulled from each other, but that would be denying my role in this familiar scene. It's always the same. You who hides your pain behind a blanket of contempt and a careless smirk. And me who most of the time feels like my heart was used to pave the earth. And neither of us can admit that it hurts. So we act unaffected and pleasant, while we both behave in ways we'll later regret. Yet our egos have us convinced that we've done nothing wrong. So before long, it becomes a question of how long we can last amidst the blasting ring of our mutual resentment. And any hopes of making amends eventually dies in the rising tide of our suffocating pride. And so it ends. Nerve endings left dangling. Me left running. Top speed away from the pain, only to repeat the pattern again. And I'm getting pretty sick of playing this game. I'm 27. You'd think that I'd have taken note of the instability laced throughout my personal history and stopped building my dreams on the idea of predictability, or that maybe, just maybe, I'd start taking defeat with just a little bit of humility, that I'd stop tying my self-worth to someone else's insecurities. And lately I've been thinking a lot about something that my mother told me. She said, "Sweetie, the only thing that you can guarantee the world is you at your worst. And the only thing that you can do is make your worst better." So I'm trying to maybe not hold a grudge forever. And I'm trying to change the tone of the things that I remember. So I remember the day our dream began. It was winter, in a diner, over breakfast, on a weekend. We're superheroes.